I give you my standard advice to anybody that's getting into amateur radio. Buy the biggest, baddest Astron analog power supply, you know, with a real transformer, not a switching power supply, but a linear power supply. The biggest, baddest one that you can afford. If you can, I'd say save up a little longer if you got something to hold you over. Buy a 50, buy a 70, the biggest one that you can, 35 if that's all you can do. Bolt it to the left side of your desk and buy the biggest, baddest, highest power antenna tuner for HF that you can afford and bolt it to the other side of the desk. The radios that go between the antenna tuner and the power supply, radios come and radios go, but you're always going to need a good 12-volt power supply. And if you do any HF, you're always going to need an antenna tuner. So that's, and as for VHF and UHF, don't start off with handheld radios. Buy mobile radios. You run them in the mobile. People got to hook up a handheld to an external 12-volt supply. You got to hook it up to an external antenna. Then the speaker's not loud enough for the ambient noise when you're driving. You want to run a speaker mic. You want to run an external speaker. It'd be easier just to buy a 50-watt, mobile radio. Plug it in the cigarette lighter. Run the cables to your battery. Whatever you got to do to get power to it. Slap an antenna on your car, whether it's a mag mount or a hold-on antenna. And go for it. Handhelds are toys, but you're always going to want to be talking on a mobile radio.